In Jeremiah 31, verse 33, we read, "I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people." And in our second reading in John chapter 12, verses 25 and 26, we hear, "Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honour the one who serves me." God invites us to see the world as he sees it, a thing to be loved, full of plenty, a place to be generous to one another. When Jesus speaks of those who hate their life in this world, it isn't to make us miserable about what we have, but rather to make us cherish what we have so much that we want others to have a share in it too. We love others and hate the disparity and unfairness we see around us, so we feel compelled to act. It's only an extension of what God has demonstrated, John chapter 3, verse 16, that well-known verse, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." God, loving the world so much, sends Jesus to us that we might know him and love him too, because through that love we would have life in eternity. Jesus himself tells us in John chapter 10, verse 10, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." We, who already know that God has our best interests at heart, are reminded by Jesus that through him we are given the fullest life. And living the fullest life means living a life that is willing to give it all away so that others might also know that truth. It's that sort of knowledge that gives us a heart to support the food bank. That placing in our minds and writing on our hearts the law of God sets in us a desire to see people taken out of their crisis, because we know they're God's people too, who deserve to have what we have. I don't know whether Marcus Rashford professes a faith publicly, but he was brought up by a mother with a strong Christian faith who wanted her children to know what it looked like to be loved by God. As a family, they might have been reliant at times on the generosity of others to put food on their table. But that personal insight has meant that Marcus could not stand by and let others go hungry when he knew they didn't need to. Whatever his motivation, the impact has been huge. His celebrity status has meant that greater publicity has been given to the level of poverty that results in empty food cupboards and choices needing to be made about whether to heat the home or eat a hot dinner. Poverty that means children go to school hungry. He's stirred people across the nation to support food banks in ways and at levels not previously seen. Many supermarket chains offer a place where individuals can donate, but which they also add to. And similarly, the online delivery services often give us the opportunity to make a financial donation, and millions of pounds worth of food have been donated this way. Other charities and organisations invite us to help people go away on holidays or to experience the countryside, perhaps, that we take for granted. The Children's Hospice Movement offers families the chance for a break with the support that they need to have a memorable time together with their child, in spite of all the extra needs the child might have medically. Life in abundance, even when it is so challenging. When we book a holiday, if and when we're allowed to do so later this year, can we also make a contribution to an organisation that helps someone else get away? Poverty robs people of fun-filled childhood experiences that many of us will have taken for granted. There was a report not so long ago that said poverty was so bad in the Camborne and Redruth area of Cornwall that despite being within 5 miles of the coast, there were children who had never been to the sea because the cost of transport there meant that they simply could not afford it. God's laws of love are for all of us, as is his generosity and heart for us. Jesus shows us that when we accept the good things God has created for us and which he's given us to enjoy, when we accept that, we accept that we must also give up selfish claims on such things. Otherwise, we can never truly enjoy the blessings that they bring. Next time we go shopping for food, might we think about those who we can bless as we purchase additional things for their empty cupboards. And may we do it gladly, with the laws of God written in our hearts and minds, and know that as we love others, so God loves us and loves our actions. Amen.